1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 994. Sketch 849. Presenting.
Monday.
Correct.
And it is probably episode 993.
Four. So close.
I wasn't thinking about sevens.
Because you still think we do this 5 days.
I don't know why I was thinking about
sevens. 1,000 sketches in a 1,000 business days.
I wasn't thinking about sevens. I forgot sevens.
This is sketch number 994. There are 6 sketches to go.
After this one. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you forget 7 again?
I forgot 7. So they're in the final week. What day does it finish on?
It finishes on Sunday.
Ooh, that's tidy.
Last ever Monday, listeners.
That's tidy. Why is it tidy?
What do you mean, why is it tidy? It's clear to everyone why Sunday is a tidy day to finish on. I know you think Sunday is the first day of the week, but it's not. It's the last day of the week.
It is the first day of the week. But it's not the day we started on.
Like, no, but it's nice. If the listeners are having an average week, they're going to work
Nora.
Monday to Friday. They've got the week and they get to the end of the week. They might be listening to this just before they go to bed on a... Well, not this one, but the last one.
Yeah.
Before they go to bed on a Sunday.
They can if they want.
They'll close their eyes and wake up to a new dawn. no sketches in no days.
Right then, we better pass this sketch then.
Rich, Jez, Cy Gray, Aldi Kirst.
Oh, I think it's a three-hander now, isn't it?
No, they're still packs.
Oh, is there?
Packs.
Sorry.
You want to do it, Al?
Yeah, I can do that.
Dan can enjoy our witness.
Have you ever been on the telly?
Yeah, I've been on the tellies.
I did it too.
And I also did these on the television box.
Ooh, and how many lots? How many times did you go on the telly?
A load of hundreds.
And I did it lots as well.
That's a funny. I also did go on the telly all the times, like a million hundreds. What was your telly about? Mine was about talking to all the men and ladies.
My telly's is like that as well.
And my telly show is called, like, Me, the Graham Nottings Show.
My one can be called also like me, the Gemma Evine Telly Show, with the Gemma Evine, which is me. I am the Gemma Evine.
Is you not on the radios, Jeremy?
No, I's on the tellies twos.
Oh, I do a telly what is called the news night.
That's not as good.
But maybe it will call itself a Kirsty Walks Nighty News Show.
That's better.
Yeah. What do you talk on your show to all the peoples, Grey Bum?
Bum!
I say, ooh. Hello, Mr. People. Did you make some films, or do a book, or go and sing some songs on the microphone? And they say, yes, Mr. Nottings, I did. You can buy one if you please, thank you. Good night.
Oh, that is different from my shows. I talk to the men and the ladies on the streets about all the sad things in the world.
Did you make them all the sad things happy?
No.
Oh, it's just the same as my show. I say, excuse me, please, Mr. Mrs. Mr. Sir, Madam, did you do a lie? And then they say no, and I say, I bet you did do a lie. And they say, I never. And then I ask them some more, and then it stops. But I think they always did do the lie.
I think some of my peoples might be liars.
Mine aren't, if they say... They made a thing. I think they made it.
Yes. Hey, what do you do on your telly night show if you really, really want a wee?
Hee-hee-hee-hee-wee.
I just have to wait until I've asked all the lying lies, their lying questions for ages. And then it goes to a video picture of our other man, and then I go do a wee. What about you, Grey Bum?
Bum.
I just have to wait ages and ages and ages until the Grey Nothing Show does finish. Then I run and do a wee. Do you have that problem, Chairman Beefine?
No, I just do a wee when it is the adverts.
You sure has got adverts?
Are you on the ITV?
No.
The Channel's 4?
No.
Then you're on the Channel 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I know.
1, 2, 3,
5! You are on the channels 5!
Yes!
That means you are stupid and I think all you do watch are also stupid.
Channel 4, stupid.
5!
Shh! I'm on the BBBBBBBBC 1. And that's better than you on the BBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB
please.
Does that make five even better?
No!
Keep it down in there!
Jeez. Oh no!
Who was that?
My nasty daddy, Jem and Bobby, Bob and Paxman. You better go.
Yes, I need to do my telly show tonight.
I need to.
I don't. I do my telly pogroms in the mornings.
The mornings, but...
But what about schools?
Don't go.
Maybe channel number five is the bestest.
I'm sad we didn't have an in there.
Oh, I wish I'd.
I don't go.
I love that sketch in lots of ways. It's a lovely sketch.
But
it's a slightly unnecessary reference to pogroms.
It's okay. It's only because it's a malapropism.
Exactly.
Not really celebrating pogroms.
Yeah, it's not.
What is that?
A pogrom is a kind of organised massacre of Jewish people.
Right.
Does it have to be Jews?
Yes.
Yes.
A pogrom is an anti-Semitic.
I did not know
that. My pogrom is inaccurate then.
Why, where did you use it?
Oh, I did it in another...
Yes,
somewhere else.
You went after the Buddhists,
Presbyterians.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I had no idea. I understood that's the root of the word, but I didn't think nowadays it had to mean.
I don't think it means anything else. I think it just means a massacre of the Jews.
God.
Like marching through a town, dragging them out of their houses and killing them in the street.
Well, we weren't trying to make light of that. It was
just
how a child misspeaks.
Yes. I thought Laura would appreciate my clarification.
Now I know what it is, I do.
The thing is, pogroms, whilst they were doubtless horrible, it does sound like a word that...
It's a weird word to choose for that.
I guess it probably comes from...
I don't know the etymology.
It won't be English by derivation.
No, no, so. But I agree, it sounds a bit like, I don't know, hopsittle or something.
Yeah.
Which is what I always used to say wrong when I was little.
Is it? Mm.
I still do sometimes.
Do you?
Sometimes say hopsittle.
That is adorable.
I like to go hostiple personally.
Hostiple.
Yeah.
I see that. Oh, what's Heather's? It's great.
Razor says squeals rather than squirrels, which is very cute.
It's pushin instead of cushion.
Oh, a pushin. Yeah. Oh, that is cute. Kids.
My sister used to say Rolf Beast instead of roast beef.
I thought you'd say Rolf Harris. I was like, whoa!
So yeah, the
a premonition.
Bye-bye, all the peoples on the radio listening.
Bye-bye, listeners. Love you all.
Bye.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall, Simon Toohey and Laura Taylor. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.